a lot of scaling a business is a numbers game. If you have enough of the right eyeballs with a solid conversion rate, you can keep growing a business. Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. I cannot tell you how good it feels to be back at the mic. This is my very first episode that I am recording in 2024, and I feel like it's been forever since I've talked to you guys, and I have so much to say. I feel like a lifetime has happened between now and the last time I was in this seat. Just get ready for the most wild ride. I am absolutely seeing for so many small businesses in 2024 that this is going to be a pivotal year for people. We're talking massive change, massive growth, new opportunities, incredible ways to get visible. And it really feels like 2016 all over again in the best way, in the best way. In today's episode, I'm going to be digging into what it's like to get paid to grow your email list and how I've been using this strategy for almost a decade and have kind of been keeping it to myself, not on purpose. I'm ready to reveal what I've been doing and how I've been doing it and give you guys the roadmap so that you can follow this step by step. It has been revolutionary to my business. It has been an incredible way to see consistent growth. And I definitely think it's going to solve for the leads problem for so many small businesses this year. Now, before we get into it, I gotta tell you, it has been a wild month, right? I do what I always do in December, and I close the business for a couple of weeks. Sometimes I close for 2 weeks. Sometimes I close for 4 weeks. This year, we closed for 2 weeks. But in the week or two leading up to settling down and enjoying Christmas with family and resting and all of those things, normally by the time December rolls around, I am burnt out. I need the rest. I'm exhausted. I'm ready to walk away. But this year was super different. This year, I got to my last day at my desk and I was like, are we sure I have to walk away? Because I have so many ideas. I have so many things I want to do. So many things I'm excited about for 2024. And it really felt like a challenge to step away and be fully present with my friends and family, which is definitely what I wanted to do. I definitely wanted to be there. I wasn't about to like work through one of my favorite holidays of the entire year. But it was interesting to have that feeling kind of creeping in, even in the week or two leading up to Christmas. I definitely really pride myself in the way that we've built this business and that we build it so that we can prioritize our life first and living and spending time with friends and family. And that always comes before work. And I think I've felt this pressure for a long time for that to be a really structured thing. Like I have to walk away at a certain time, or if I'm off that I can't work at all, or whatever. And I was putting all these confinements around what it looked like to do that and respect that. And going into this break, I kind of gave myself a little bit of grace. And I said, you know, you do need to prioritize family. Let's focus and be present when that's happening. And when it's not, if you feel like watching, you know, cheesy Hallmark movies, go for it. And if you feel inspired, like, don't stop yourself. Obviously, this is me having a conversation with myself. And I leaned into that. And this was such an interesting break because I really was able to step away from 90, 95% of what was going on in the business. And I really got to just try things in a space where no one else needed me. I didn't have any meetings on my calendar. There was nothing else going on. And so I could really just play. And I think that's an element that I've really been missing in business. I feel like the bigger the business has gotten, the more I've grown, the more people I've reached, I felt this requirement to take it so seriously. And that's not why I got into business. I didn't get into business to be a serious CEO. I got into business to give myself freedom and flexibility and adventure and fun. And I think somewhere along the way, some of those funner things that I'd done, I just set down because I thought they're silly or not important, or that they didn't in some way add to the bottom line. And for the record, you having fun in your business will absolutely energize every other part of what you're doing. So do not stop yourself from enjoying what it is you're doing. This isn't to say that work isn't sometimes just work, and that sometimes you have to do things because you've contracted yourself to do so for a client or whatever, it's still a job. You still ultimately have obligations. And because you are the one in charge, you can have a little fun along the way. And I have felt really good leaning into that the last couple of weeks. Now, I can't get into everything that happened because that would literally be a whole episode. But let's just say it has a lot to do with Instagram. It has a lot to do with experimentation and starting a brand new account and all the things, okay? It just deserves its own episode to do the breakdown on what this experiment looks like and how it's happening. But if you want to see for yourself what I'm up to, I think observation is probably the best way to go about doing this. And so you can go to the Boss Project account on Instagram. My personal account is linked in the bio at Abigail Says. And then in the bio of Abigail Says, you will see this third account that I say I'm racing myself to 10K. If you click on that, go ahead and follow both. And I just want you to see what's happening in real time, because this is some exciting stuff. And I definitely think it's going to really impact momentum going into this year. Now, part of what happened on break is I couldn't help myself. And I decided to let some of the people that were following me over on social media in on a secret for something I've been working on for a while. And I had planned to announce and release it in January, but I announced it a little early. It's still coming. It officially opens the 22nd of January. So by the time you're listening to this, it could be a week away or it could be out there, okay? But I announced that I am doing a brand new program called Digital Product Jumpstart. And I'm definitely going to share more about it, but it is the way I have leveraged digital products to grow my email list, get paid in the process, and magnetize those ideal clients to me. They're paying to join my list. And because of that, they're pre-qualifying themselves for other offers I have down the line. And I am teaching you my strategy for how to do this, how I got into it, exactly how I've implemented it in Boss Project and done it not once or twice, but hundreds of times. And it has been absolutely such a key part of our growth strategy and something I haven't previously talked about or shared. And so I'm so excited. We have literally, in the span of a couple of weeks, hundreds of people have already signed up. They are so pumped. I want you to be in that group. It is going to be absolutely, absolutely revolutionary for some of you. And I'm so, so excited about it. So if you want to hear more about what that looks like, you can get all the details over at bossproject.com/jumpstart. And it'll take you to a page to get you a bit more info. This is currently at beta pricing. We're talking really accessible. So definitely go check that out. bossproject.com/jumpstart to get all the details. Ultimately, I'm in business to help other small business owners become financially free. I want to see people be successful. I want to see people earn not just a living wage, but an income that builds assets that allow them to retire early. And I can only do that if your business is thriving, right? I want to see your business thriving. And one of the things I've observed over the last 18 to 24 months is this real need for small business owners to need more leads. And they feel like in the past they just came to them, and now they're feeling like they have to find them. And I really want to talk about why that's happening and specifically how we're going to solve for it. Because if I can solve for the leads problem, I know you guys know how to sell. I mean, can I give you tips that are going to increase your conversion rates or improve your process? Absolutely. But I know the majority of you know if you have the right people in your corner, you are going to thrive. And so how do we get the right people in your corner so that you can ultimately do what you do best? Whether you realize it or not, a lot of scaling a business is a numbers game. If you have enough of the right eyeballs with a solid conversion rate, you can keep growing a business. The problem is a lot of you have business models that are confined to what you can do in a limited amount of time. Like you only have so much time, you can only take on so many clients. And because of that, your business currently has a ceiling. You can only bring in so much income. You can only serve so many people. And we can try to improve that by adding in systems and efficiencies and hiring and all of those things. And while that definitely helps, there will come a point where you're like, I could do this thing. I could add one more person. I could pay for one more software. I'm not sure I want to manage that. And that's probably the thing I've heard 100 times in the last year from clients of just like, I want to run a small business. I didn't get into this business to be a manager. I'm like, I get it. Me neither. I got into this business to help people. And I love my team. They're incredible. I love working alongside of them. But management is not where I want to be spending my time. I want to be spending my time impacting people. So I see a lot of people attracted to, because of this problem, because they have a limited capacity, because they know their income is pretty much capped. I mean, sure, they could increase their prices. That's definitely an option. But depending on the market you're in, there's probably also like a reasonable limit for that too, without you completely changing markets. Could you change your niche to increase that more? Absolutely. But now all of a sudden you're marketing to a brand new group of people who don't know you exist. So what happens to the market that you've been selling to all this time? Like all of a sudden you have eyeballs that aren't relevant. Like it is something you can do, but it's a tough call. It's a tough call to constantly be changing your niche. Like all of these things require you to, in some way, start over. So then I hear these people saying, but I just want to bring in passive income. If I can bring in passive income, then I can
insert whatever they think that is possible for them if they have access to this thing. And for a lot of years, I've really hesitated to share about this side of our business because I really felt like in so many ways, people tell you that it's one way and they sell it to you like it's one way, but they're not giving you the whole enchilada, okay? Can you have your entire business be from digital products, courses, other one-to-many offers that you build once and sell again and again and again? Yes, your business could be entirely that. But if you have a business you've already built that has any sort of additional offer, whether it's one-to-one coaching, consulting, other services, digital marketing, like whatever it is, if you were to pursue that thing and put this other thing aside, the thing that's been making you money for a year or 3 or 5 or 10 years is likely going to shrink or go away entirely if you completely shift your focus. There is a better way. And I am so ready to share it because I know it will have such a massive impact on people. Instead of you starting over, instead of you putting all your eggs in one basket or the other, I am so excited to help people build more hybrid-based businesses where they can attract ideal clients through a digital offer, serve more people in this way, impact more people in this way, and the right people will automatically be primed and ready for the other existing offers that you already have. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast, ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, this sounds too good to be true. I get it. But let me just paint a picture for you, okay? When I started my business, I had been laid off for the second time, and I was really fed up. I was tired of working for everyone else's dream, and I really wanted to build something that was meaningful to me and meaningful to the community around me. And I just felt like I was making other people rich. I wasn't necessarily fulfilled. I was constantly stressed out and I cried on my commute more times than not. And so when I was laid off, this felt like such a huge opportunity for me. I can do this. I can build my own thing. I can build a business that serves me and serves the kind of people I want to work with. And that's exactly what I did. I started my design agency. At the time, I was working with local Kansas City-based small businesses on their branding, marketing, and website design. It was fantastic. Loved it. Incredible. Emily came on. She was helping me with photography. We were doing these high-end shoots. We were doing these high-end websites. And we both burnt out really hard. We both burnt out really hard. I was hesitant to walk away from the thing that had been making us income, the thing that had been building this business, the thing that had allowed us to do this full time. And I knew what was possible on the other end of the spectrum. So we developed our first digital product. And that product, in its very first month, made $8,033. That same product has brought in over $250,000 all on its own at $29 a pop, which, for those of you trying to do the math, we brought over 10,500 leads into our business who all paid to be on our list. And when I started to see this happen, I knew that this is the way I wanted to build our business. So many people will talk about growing your email list. Like, you need an email list so that you have people to sell to, so that you can nurture them, so that you can insert all the things. And I don't disagree that an email list can be great. But for many of you, you don't necessarily need a huge list for the other parts of your business to be booked out and successful. But what you do need is leads that are primed and ready to buy those other offers. And you can do nurturing on email. I'm not saying you can't, but that can be a slow process. And what we have found again and again and again is if we get someone in the door with a low-priced digital product, like a mini course, a guide, a template, whatever it is, we can showcase intense value with that one thing. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, if this is this good at this price point, then I can only imagine what's possible if I were to invest with them in other areas. And because of that strategy, tens of thousands of people on our email list paid to join it. Like, over 66% of our email list, which is over 50,000 people, by the way, paid to join the list. They paid us to be a lead in our business. Wild. Absolutely wild. Could you do this with a freebie or a lead magnet or whatever? Yes. The problem is when someone gets something for free, either they're a freebie seeker where they're just trying to gather free information so they can go do something themselves, or they download it because it sounds interesting, but they never open it. They never interact with it. They never engage with it. And the moment some amount of money, doesn't necessarily matter the amount, when money is exchanged, all of a sudden there is this internal responsibility for someone to pay a bit more of attention. They exchange money, so they want to get the value out of it. Because that way, the consumption goes up. The consumption of what you offer goes up immensely versus offering it for free. Incredible. The problem was, as we continue to grow our business, I noticed so many people who may go out and make a digital product, who may have other services or offers, but they are not for the same person, which is just like really hurts my heart because they're missing such a huge opportunity. Essentially, what they're doing, or what you might be doing, is building two businesses simultaneously. You're building a business over here with these digital offers that all are attracted to one type of buyer. And the rest of your business over here, completely unrelated, different kind of buyer, different kind of personality, different kind of everything. These things are not interconnected. And so even if it's technically under one business name and the finances are all commingled, if you are talking to two totally different people, then you're in two niches and you're running two businesses under one roof, which is just messy. And it's making it so much harder for you to upsell into other things you offer. I believe in creating an offer ecosystem that's all interconnected, that all makes sense, that all works together, that allows someone to naturally move from one thing to the next. And if you can attract the right people with a digital offer, not only are you going to get higher quality leads because they paid to be there, they're going to be more invested because they paid to be there. But a buyer who buys once is 70% more likely to buy again than a brand new person, which is just like, why are people not paying attention? I just don't know. So I'm here to help solve for this. In 2024, I want to see you get more qualified leads, not just any leads. You can get any leads all day long. You can get leads anywhere online. You can even pay for leads. You can pay for a list of leads. I instead want you to get the right leads, the leads that are ideal for the existing business that you operate or want to grow into. I want you to get paid to bring in those people. I want you to give them real value and make a real impact and make a real change. Enjoy your job more. Have fun in the process and build a business that's interconnected and actually makes sense. Like, I can't explain to you how excited I am for this because I know it's going to completely change the game. And like, it almost makes me emotional because I had to figure it out on my own. And like, I messed it up so many times. And yes, while I had a lot of success along the way, I definitely brought in people that were not ideal for my other offers. And I learned from that. I also tried and tested a ton of digital products. And I know what makes the most sense to get the better impact long term. I know what's going to give you not just the one-time sale, but how you take someone from $29 to a $10,000 offer, sometimes in less than a week. Like nearly every single person. I'd have to go back and double check. But nearly every single person, I have, as we all do, we have top clients, right? I have top clients. If I were to look at my top 20, most of my top 20 has spent anywhere between $15,000 and $75,000 with my company over the course of, it could be 1 year or many years, okay? If I were to look at my top clients, every single one of those top 20, they bought a $29 offer first. First, I had never done that. If they had never come in and been wowed, they may never have become one of my top clients in my company. And like, it's insane to me that that's even possible because these are people that I know very well personally. I know about their life. I know about their business. I know about their kids. I know how their business works. I know the inner minglings of it. And to imagine that I could have never met this person because I didn't put myself out there in this way, like, blows my mind. Digital products, all on their own, we're talking just entry products. I'm not talking about mid-level price courses, group coaching offers, or services. I'm not talking about any of that. Just entry-level digital products alone has brought in more than $3 million into this company. So when I say I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing. And it has absolutely been an integral part of our long-term growth. And I am so ready to help you do this and help you identify what is the right offer, what is the right idea, what is the right package to put it in, how much do you price it at, where do you sell it, all of those things. And I'm including all of those details. I could not possibly fit it inside this episode. If I could give it all away, I would. It's definitely going to take me more time than that. So I want to see you join Digital Product Jumpstart. right now, it's listed at beta pricing at $77. That price will go up before the end of the month, guaranteed. I want to see you thriving in 2024, and I am so ready to help you get started. You can go to bossproject.com/jumpstart for all the details. And if you're an existing co-op member, you can celebrate right now because all of our existing co-op members are getting it for free. If you have more questions or you want to ask if this works for your niche or whatever, I am here for you. The best way to get that question answered is over on Instagram. Send me a DM at either Abigail Says or the new Abigail Pumphrey account, which again, I'll dig into why there's two in a later episode. Let me know and I'm happy to help. But overall, if you got a little jazzed up listening to this and you're like, if I could get more leads and get paid for them to come in, if I could take like one or two less clients and have this make up additional revenue for me, that would be life-changing. If you literally sat here and said that, do not hesitate. Do not hesitate. Bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're going to change the game. We're going to change the game in 2024. I can't wait to take you with me. It is gonna be so good. Okay. I'm excited for you. I can't wait to help. I can't wait to be there for you. I hope you are as jazzed up as I am about 2024. You know what? I will say, I manifested, or I put out into the world rather, I claimed, perhaps, January historically has been the slowest month in my business for years. I've been in business a long time. January tends to be slow. I am claiming that this year will be my biggest month on record. And I can't wait for you to come with me on this journey and be a part of this momentum and go into 2024 with a new attitude. I want you to be excited. We're going to make it fun. This is going to feel good. I want your job to feel good. You're going to get paid to grow your email list, not just full of emails, but full of people. The right people that are ideal for what you do. We're going to do it together. Bossproject.com/jumpstart. Get ready.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.